Welcome to the Pixy Gaming Podcast, your place for in-depth breakdowns of characters, video games themselves, and how they make me, my guests, and all of us feel. And today I'm joined for the Pixy Partner Up Podcast at the Bristol Comic Con and Gaming Convention.
Very different for us.
Yeah, by Mr. Luke Roberts, of course. So it's gone a little bit dead here, so we thought we'll just crack on and do our podcast, given that we're here and we've got everything ready. But just to let everybody know, this is the second to last Pixy Partner Up Podcast. Yes. We will be recording our last one next week before I take a month off of doing the podcast, or a couple of weeks, and then start ramping up again, basically just as a little bit different and doing some different things. As we've done this for, I think, long enough now, probably 8 months or something, isn't it?
We've been doing it's a while, mate. Not gonna lie. Yeah. It's a while.
So we'll crack on into what's in play on this day, and I'll start with FIFA 20, mate.
Shock.
How's it been going?
It's good. The defending's got a bit of a change. Like, I've read a lot of stuff, been watching a lot, and people are complaining about defending.
Right.
Like, you can't just hold jockey anymore. You actually have to challenge.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. Like, so I've always challenged anyway. But some people, like, you'll play one game, they'll defend like an absolute god.
Yep.
The second game, you play against someone, you know, they're all over the shot. They're opening up like a bleak tin of worms. Oh, yeah. So at the moment, FIFA is at a good state for me. I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it?
I think the content could be a bit more, like the squad builders, like I said last season.
Yeah, yeah.
They were amazing. I really enjoyed them. But unfortunately, like, I feel they're going a bit light on them at the moment.
You feel they're being a bit lazy, kind of thing?
Yeah, like one. And then, you know, you used to get one a day.
Yep.
Sometimes you're not even getting any. And I'm like, well, you know,
really?
Come on, content at six at least. You know, you logging in, I'm waiting for that content.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's a thing called Ultimate Scream come out. It's a Halloween event.
Okay.
So a lot of the cards have had, like, buffs and stuff. And they brought out four, like, but they were only, like, really small ones, and you didn't really get much good reward, you know? Like, I rely, because I'm not putting too much money into this one, I rely on them.
Yes.
You know, I was a bit annoyed about that, but it's going really well. Still haven't got, like, put in enough game win, should I say, to get into foot champs yet. I'm literally now, like, 300 foot champs points off, so I'm hopefully this next weekend I'll be there, you know, that sort of thing. But COD's out, so obviously it's going to take a big step away from FIFA. So
definitely,
we'll have to see. But I'm enjoying it. It's a great game at the moment, and, you know, everyone's still playing it. So
with the defending specifically, I've just been, like, struggling on my career mode, of course.
Yeah.
But, like, just been struggling with the fact that, like, I'm almost programmed because of the previous FIFAs to, like, challenge every time anyone comes anywhere near me.
Yeah.
And, like, every time I do that now and go to challenge, they, like, they are doing me fully and properly.
The slide,
like, gone.
Tackling, I find, has gone, like, down. The timing's so off. Whereas you used to just hit it, you go down. Now it's like, I suppose you could call it more realistic, but
yeah.
I hate it. Because, like you say, you're clocked into the old ones.
Yeah, so like, back, like, you know when, like, players used to run past you, you could press a circle, almost like grab onto their shirt.
Yeah.
That seems to be, like, a little bit more gone now.
Yeah,
where, like,
yeah,
that's more with L2 now.
L2,
if you run after him and, like, give him a bit of, like, your strength or whatever. But like, beforehand, like, when you press circle, they'd be running after, they'd make some, like, crazy last ditch tackle or whatever. Rather than that, when I press circle and they go by me, or B for an Xbox player, like, literally, they're just like, oop. Even if I'm behind them, do you know what I mean? I mean,
soft.
To circle to run after him, not circle to, like, just
lunge in.
Yeah, that's it. They're
lunge,
like,
in,
yeah,
that's it, you're gone.
Stepping out,
like, I'm beating Virgil
out, you know?
With, like, anybody now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's literally, I find dribbling now.
And also, cannot score off a corner for the life of
me. Oh, my God. You used to be able to ping it near post, mate. Goal. Honestly, I'm not seeing any. I'm one header I've scored in all the time I've played from corners.
I don't think I was going to score.
Online as well. And it's ridiculous. I don't know what to do. But again, will that be something that gets nerfed, as in regards you know, centre-halves are going to win it over a bloody cam or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm unsure at the moment, mate, like, in regards to that, because that used to be, like, a guarantee for me.
Mm.
So.
Right, so we've caught up on FIFA 20, but you obviously mentioned that they've got a Halloween event, Apex.
Oh, yes, well.
Have you played that?
I have played that. I've played the new.
What do you think?
It's different, very different. Obviously, you've gone back to King's Canyon, it's now in the dark. They've obviously added a few more bits. I'm trying to do the challenges, but there's these ones, you know, like there's spiders or zombies you got to kill, you get 25 of those. I like it, but I've only ever won as a zombie. Like, I find it really hard. Like, it's very, I don't know, is it less people per map? There's only 30.
Yeah, or something.
Because
and then, like, you keep coming back, don't you, as zombies?
Then people probably leave when they die. It's that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because they'd rather be the legend winning. So I think the problem is, I've found that the game, like, I'm literally looking for players. Normally, when you drop in an Apex game, you're bam, 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 let's have some. Now, because it's solos, I love solos when it was out. but dropping back in as a zombie, you come in with like half life as well. I don't know what
yeah,
that's about.
Yeah, so it's to make it easier, isn't it? Because you're already faster and stronger and whatever.
Yeah, I get that.
So they got to give it some kind of. I quite like the idea of the fact that like when you're alive, you're not only worrying about people, but worrying about the zombies as well. So yeah. Like,
and I haven't checked if the zombies go towards your kill count either. I don't know, because obviously, can you imagine how quick you can rack it up?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You get an 8 kills on zombies with one shot. Yeah. Flipping that. So I don't know about that, but it is a fun game. Just like what did they have? The shotguns and snipers last time. You know, they've just brought another mode in, and obviously they're saying Revenant's actually doing the overvoice.
So he's that guy who's like stood up on top of that mountain or whatever.
Exactly.
Like
so that's quite interesting to me.
Yeah. So he's like a new legend.
Close,
yeah.
Whereas you didn't have that with the others. Mm. You know. Mm. Well, you had Crypto in the portal, didn't you? That was about.
Yeah,
it.
But that was never like you never
not
spoke to the characters or anything. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is quite interesting for me. But yeah, the game mode's really good. Obviously, with the ranked, you dropped down to bronze again, which I was a bit annoyed about.
Yeah.
I suppose that's just due to different map and stuff like that. New people coming into the game at that time.
Yes. Yeah.
But they have changed the system because now assists you get, which is great.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that.
And it's higher. It's just higher numbers, isn't it? It's like instead of one point, you get 10.
Yeah.
So it just looks better than 20 to 1,000. So I'm liking that. And then obviously, I'm just playing a lot of just to play, just getting in there, just. Trying to like, I find it, I'm struggling with the recoil now again. Which is really weird. I don't know if that's because I've been playing FIFA quite a bit more than I normally would Apex, but the recoil I'm finding terrible. Like I'm hitting like 3 out of me bloody 12 shots.
Right, okay.
You know, so that sort of thing. But again, that's just warming up, I think. Mm. And you know, when I'm not playing it as long as I used to, it's quite hard to get straight back into. So
something that's changed from the last time we spoke about Apex is the fact that we are now playing together.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've now got an Xbox, and we're now playing Apex together, which is quite cool.
Which is sick, and it's fun to actually play with someone that's into it as much as I am. You know, I play with like my mate Adam. I play with other guys. You know, we've had a lot of people off of Xbox, me and Adam, to play with. They'll be our third, but like it's just nice to have a solid team. You know, like having a good core. And like we say, we've been second, God knows how many times. It's just getting that win now that we need to just start. Mm. Plucking away.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's one thing that I've written down is basically we're going to try and challenge ourselves from now till the next podcast, try and get a win. See if we can get a win before we finish the Pixie Partner Up podcast. Yeah. But
I think that's with Fighting Dynamics, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I think we're very, like, you always see people, they'll just rush straight in or go high to fight the low. And I've really tried to bring that into my game because with the buildings, you're literally face to face.
Yeah.
Especially in season 3. So I think I'm just going to try and welcome my gunfight dynamics really and hopefully that's going to help us
and like there's another thing that like we've been struggling with as well where like we quite often get caught in engagements where that we'll be like two of us by ourselves and one of us will be off
Adam.
Like usually Adam just running off by himself he's like around the other side of the mountain like lads I'll be there in a minute and then
you've been shot no worries well, get late now mate we're dead bye.
Yeah, it runs around the corner trying to help us and just get squashed. But something I've found with this new map specifically is that it seems to be like third party seems to be even worse.
Done it. Jesus Christ, third party in that game now is like you literally turn around dead. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
you can't heal. Like I don't want to. It's not open. More open either.
It's weird, isn't it? Like something feels just weird about this new map.
Maybe,
and I don't know whether it's just me.
Maybe it's the hot drops. Like, I think a lot of people are dropping at the same place rather than where's King's Canyon. They knew. You could get loot, decent loot everywhere.
Yes.
Really. Whereas this one, I think they feel you have to land in the same parts. So I think, you know, maybe that's a big problem at the moment. And there's just been so many people being populated in one area. But yeah, third partying is huge. And like, I'm third partying more and I never normally would. Like, I'm just seeing the fight and I'm like, oh, wait here then. And then, you know, so.
I'm not feeling as solid in like my guns as I was. So like, I'm not feeling like, oh, you know, I'm like. Yeah. You know, guaranteed before I'd be going for the VK, going for the longbow.
Yeah.
Longbow's dead, mate. Longbow is dead and gone.
Well, the charge rifle now.
Every time I look out a window of a longbow, someone charge rifles me. And I'm just like, oh, I can't even get a shot off with it. Because they're just like, because not only does it do that damage when it hits them before it even shoots off, but then it happens. It's just like, what on earth is going on?
Scout, mate. That's the way
stresses me right out,
tap.
That does.
But yeah, I know exactly how you feel. Yeah. The charge rifle, they've nerfed big time. It uses 3 shots now per charge, which is good because it means they haven't nerfed the damage because the damage was the thing I thought was sick.
Yeah.
But no, the max you can get now is 5 shots per
I'm feeling like the guns aren't as... I don't know whether it's just like... to be honest, we haven't played like enough, really, for us to be talking too in-depth about it. But I'm feeling like the guns aren't that like...
adapted to the map, maybe? Or?
No, like diverse. Like, I feel like I'm just finding like loads of Hemlocks, loads of R301s.
Disruptors of rounds. Are they gone?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah,
yeah. I used to be my boy. And yeah, now I'm like, gone. Oh, there's no point having it.
Yeah.
So it's like... Anvil Charger and double
they've back. Definitely upped the Alternator's base damage, I think, though, because I feel like I'm I feel like I'm getting better like with that. Like I'm preferring that to the carbine. Yeah. R301.
I'm loving the Alternator.
Yeah, I do like the Alternator, but it is missing that hop up, which is seems, and the disruptor rounds for the PP20 hammer point rounds. I don't find them as much anymore either.
No.
But I think perhaps that's better because I mean, literally 90% of the time. I would be looting them out of people's boxes like constantly, and now you're not as much, which is good.
Yeah, exactly, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more fair game with everybody, which is decent.
Yeah.
But anyway, we move on. So Zelda,
yes,
how's it going? Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild is going slow. I'll be honest, but no, I've got to the third boss now for me because you can do them in any order, which is good. It's the Thunder Blight, I think.
Yep.
Now, I've never respawned so much in my life on a Zelda game. It's ridiculous. And this one I found so hard. The others I did like quite easy to pick up. You know, they have two halves as well. So, you know, I've got past the first half like easily. The second half though, I'm not going to lie, I've had to look up actually how to do it.
And
it's bringing in all the extra powers you have, like, and it's utilizing them, which is great because, you know, it's not just there as a side bit for opening the door or whatever. So I'm enjoying that. And obviously I will get through it and then I'll be on the last one. And like you said though, get the missions done that you want to do as well.
Yes.
Side missions, anything like that. And I'm definitely going to do that. I'll be doing them as I go as well. So that's
before you move on
I'm
to Ganon.
So
yeah.
Long.
Yeah, yeah. So no, you haven't gone to the birds yet, have you?
That's my last one. That is my last cut.
Yes. Like, and well, that'll be good.
Divine Beast. I look forward hopefully. To that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to talk soon about you. So once you finish the last Divine Beast, we'll sort of pick it back up again and then talk about how it's going. But so you're still taking on, it's inside of the
it's
camel.
It's inside
one.
Of it, the camel, And I'm finding quite difficult, not gonna lie.
I think that was my last one, so I had a lot of powers by that point.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
I found it quite useful because, like, you get quite a cool power, not to use as a spoiler, but you get quite a cool power
and
with the bird people that's quite useful.
Is this, why I've done them in the wrong order?
You'll find that out. Yeah, but is there a wrong order?
Exactly.
Because I could have done without the Zoras. I done second to last, and man, could I use that shield. That you get. Oh, my God. I didn't have that right till last second.
Oh, that's the goal.
I wish I had that.
That shield, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got.
Anything else? Breath of the Wild.
Anything else? Breath of the Wild. At the moment, I'm just
enjoying
the puzzle
it.
Side. Yeah, it's really puzzling.
What do you think? I've not really spoke to you much, but what do you think about like the temples?
What the small temples?
Yeah, the like.
It's good because I always remember getting the extra heart spaces and the extra. Yeah. Never had stamina. Obviously, that was never a thing.
Mm.
So obviously, that's a new. I don't know what you want to call it. Really, new aspect of the game for me. But it's good because it's letting you spend something you're doing within the game on something else. So obviously, if you want to just be a basic tank and don't worry about stamina, you do what you want with them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm liking the little tables because it's just a little bit of another little puzzle to do.
And it's like
the
proper little brain teasers, aren't
they? I find them hard to find. Like,
okay.
Because your little scanner will go off and I'm like, where? Because you're usually close to it and you're looking down, up, and round your head. And then you'll just fall on it and you're like, oh, it was there. Why couldn't I find that? And
well, it was like the one where I couldn't work out where it was for ages and I had to drop my sword on top of a mound and it hit by lightning and then all of the floor broke and there was one underneath the floor. I was like, geez, man.
Wow.
They're really, really extensive game.
That's, yeah, I definitely but agree with you on that one, mate. 100%.
Yeah, that's what's in play on this day, mate.
Certainly is.
And we now move on to the last ever Pixie Partner Up. Welcome back to Pix Game Podcast, and now we enter the last game we're ever going to be ranking on Pixie Partner Up. For now, anyway, we could bring it back in the future, but we are stopping it for now. And that is Abe's Odyssey, which was a different one
because
the way that we played multiplayer on it wasn't necessarily the classic kind of
never
both of us playing
done
on the
same.
No, played on the same screen or whatever.
Very true.
So we actually had it like it said multiplayer, so we were like, yeah, it says multiplayer, so we'll go on it. And it says couch co-op, so we went on there. And actually, it's that you have a go first, say,
it
and
was,
then when
yeah.
Luke dies, it's my turn. And it's like lives, and we take lives, which is a very different way to partner up.
Very different.
And how did you think? How did you find it? Sorry.
Honestly, I think the communication was maybe more if not.
Yeah.
You know?
It was weird, wasn't it?
Because it'd be like, you'd be trying to, if you were on, it'd be like, right, try this, do that. And you got, you know, and there was definitely other, there's part of the game where you were clearly better at one move and then I was better at the other. So but the communication side was definitely there, like more than anything.
And I felt like we were learning like together. It was really weird.
Yeah, okay, I can't do it that way. I'll try this way instead, which is different. And honestly, yeah, I thought it was really good. And it was, again, it was quick as well. You're doing a lot in that game. And I think that's what it's aimed at. So obviously switching controllers was easy, you know, nice and quick. I thought it was really good.
And it was interesting that like one, it's like a different perspective, because like when you're playing, you're very like in the zone kind of thing. And then like when you're running and doing something, you'd say to me, oh mate, like try jumping off that or try doing this or pulling that lever.
Yeah,
and I'd be
like,
oh yeah. And I'd say like, oh, try going through that thing, going out and then using your thing to take him over. And
yeah.
Because like, obviously as a game, it's a really strange sort of platformer, because you're not really, it's not very like, there's not much dexterity in your actual character. So
not
like he can jump a tiny bit, Abe a little bit, but he can't really do much. He's not like Mario where he can get like a superpower and go off and do things. It's more about like avoidance and like and like
sneak and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Or just or like trying to quickly run away from enemies and stuff like that, as opposed to taking them on you normally do.
Very true.
Which is very interesting. So we'll move into our categories as we always do. So category number one, Luke, split screen. Very difficult here.
Wow. Yeah. There wasn't one.
No.
So I think like you'd mark it 10 out of 10 because you had the full screen to yourself, you know? But no, it was, it was definitely different to what we played, like we just said. But there wasn't a split screen.
We can't really do a split screen on this occasion.
For one time, we can't, give it.
Gameplay.
Just as I remember. I remember playing on the PS1 before. Very rare now to find on PS1.
Yeah.
But it was very rare. And the movement's exactly the same. It's all the little emojis you have and all that sort of stuff. They try to bring a bit of comedy in.
What was cool though was how like varied it was. So like you started off in like the plant,
the
like
factory,
you always do,
the
and
plant.
Then like it's more about that classic kind of platformer of like jumping over spaces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then after that, it seemed to move into like avoidance and like creeping in shadows and stuff like that. And then now we're in that place that's like more of like our own kind, our own people, like whoever the Abe's, I don't know what Abe, like race he is or whatever, but like they do those little things where like they won't let you go past unless you do like time based kind of like, you would do a load of things, wouldn't you? Like he would fart and then make three different noises, but you had to remember like the sequence of it, which was cool. So how did you find that, like the sequencing stuff? Because you came across
style.
That far more than me.
The emoji, yeah, no, definitely. I thought that was quite good. It was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Because you fart and all that stuff. I thought that was really good, actually, to be honest. And it was just something to have a little laugh at, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know, a bit of memory, and you. I think that was a time with a sequence. It was like password, please, and you said you got there, get it from that, and come back. You know, it was that, and I think. Yeah, it was just something different, wasn't it? You know, it was all different.
It was weird going from Mario to that, though, don't you think? Like, how different a platformer can be.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Like, literally, completely different world.
Like you say, with Mario, got super power-ups, superpowers, whatever you want to say.
Yep.
Whereas with Abe, he had not a lot. He got that the little monster thing that you could jump longer.
Yeah, that was
like
cool.
That.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they implemented stuff to help you, but it was never there all the time.
No, that's cool.
So, it was quite good.
How was the co-op utilised? In the fact that we had to rely only solely on each other. So each time you had the control, you also had that other person on your back.
Yeah.
Because literally it was just you, you know, like everything was on you, wasn't it? And then, what I have to stress is what was actually a really cool moment was the fact that like when I made like a crazy jump or when Luke like done like 10 jumps in a row and got out of there, like the relief of the fact that like, you know, you die, I die, you die, I die.
Yeah.
Then one of us would make it and we'd be like, come on, like, because it was for both of us and it felt like it was for both of us as well.
Yeah, because I feel, like I said, the talking when one was playing and the other wasn't, you'd be looking around, seeing if you could see anything. Mm. Trying to get the guys saved, whatever, all that stuff. And I do think the co-op way in communication was up there with the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but co-op as in working together, you were, but not on both on the controller.
Yeah, and
you know,
it was
different.
It was strange how I felt more like we were playing as a team than when we were actually on the same screen playing as a team.
I know, yeah,
like
I agree
on Mario
with that,
or whatever,
I agree
which
with
was
that, 100%.
Weird, which is super cool. And I suppose that moves us straight into, like, did I need him? Which, of course,
I think we were just seeing stuff that others weren't. Like, the mines I was awful with. And you'd be like, oh, mine, or whatever.
Yeah. Which was like, taking over. So, like, say you'd be on the map here, and then there'd be, like, an enemy here with another enemy.
Yeah.
And you can, like, control them, like, possess them, and then use them as a weapon, which
was
cool.
And it was stuff like that, where you'd be like, oh, try this, use that.
Yeah.
Go into that, and I think Yeah, definitely needed you. I think while I was playing, I needed you. While you were playing, I needed me in that regard.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so definitely, I'm with you on that one, bud.
Not only did we need each other in terms of like tips to get through levels, but we also needed help with each other, like in the fact that there's nothing I can do when you've got the control in your hands. Of course, I need you at that point. You know what I mean? Rather than like in Mario, if you die, I can crack on. You know what I mean?
Crack on, and I can come back to you.
Or the other way around. But yes, that moves us on to our final overall rating, mate.
Final
so
of Abe.
Yes. How are you feeling about it, mate? I mean, it didn't knock my socks off.
It's hard because I always try it. Yeah, it didn't knock mine off, but it was good, and we did. Talk
and we actually had a lot of fun.
Like yeah. I don't know. It's a hard one to mark this because I always go like, "Oh, we're marking it as a couch co-op game. We're playing together. Will we play together? Technically not.
But technically we were.
Technically we were because of all the communication. So I've got I'll give it an average of like a 7.
Yeah.
It was a 7. I enjoyed it. It was different for us.
I'm gonna go with an 8.
Yeah, nice.
Because I just think it touched on those elements that we've been looking for this whole time, which is those couch co-op kind of like relying on each other, those celebrations when we get through it and all that kind of stuff.
But I
think I have to knock it down a couple of points because I'd probably give it like a 9.5 if we were together.
It was sort of cheating, really.
So it's not really like an actual kind of thing.
It's totally different. And it was something to experience, wasn't it? You know, we'd never had anything like that for sure. So obviously having it was a nice change, really.
So Abe's Odyssey. It was the new and tasty version, so it was a remastered version. We weren't actually playing it on PS1 or whatever, so it's quite like nice looking and stuff like that. So Luke gives it a 7, I give it an 8, and that will be our last game that we actually record doing it. So next week we will do an overview of all of our Pixie Partner Up games we've ever done. We can adjust some ratings maybe, and we will come with a conclusion of our best couch co-op game in our opinions.
Wow.
So we will be back next week for Pixie Partner Up, but for now, we move on to the weird and wonderful world of Rise Randoms. Welcome back to the Pixie Partner Up podcast. And now we enter the weird and wonderful world of Rise Randoms. We're obviously at the convention in Bristol. So I've got all kinds of crazy activities for Luke. He's got to go and, you know, flip over 3 different stools and come back and all this kind of stuff. We're going to film him do it and, you know, whatever mental stuff. He's got to go and get on the cosplay stage and, you know... No, I've got some pretty tame ones for you today, mate.
Thank God.
But they are quite fun, hopefully. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier on in the podcast, we've been playing a lot of Apex.
Yes.
And as we move forward, we will continue to be interested in Apex's content. But as I like to do sometimes, I like to put Luke in a position of power. And I'm going to put you now as the sort of head of Respawn. And you're now the lead for Apex Season 4. And I'm going to give you some options of what you would prefer for Apex Season 4.
Yeah, nice.
So, like number that. 1, would you bring solos back or introduce duos?
Is this permanent?
Permanent.
Ay, ay, ay. Solos.
Solos?
Only because... Oh, I don't even know, mate. Like, yeah, I personally prefer solos, but I haven't had duos.
No, you never played duos in Apex.
I've tried solos, so... And I enjoyed it, and I was quite good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, you know, duos, until I try it, maybe my decision would change.
Mm.
So I'd have to go for solos at the moment, because how competitive solos can be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's all your individuals.
And like you say, it's you, isn't it? And you preferred solos.
I preferred solos, so I'd definitely go for solos there.
Okay, so we've gone solos. Question 2. Would you go for a completely new map again, so completely new, or would you revert back to King's Canyon?
I think you'd have to go new.
Yeah.
Because I think people nowadays are just wanting that content.
Fresh content all the time. Yeah.
All the bloody time, mate. And I think new, you'd have to go new. To keep your players coming back. I think they'd be a bit, you know, back to King's Canyon.
Yeah, oh, right. I've seen this before. Yeah.
And like, they know exactly where to go. So
people
I think
are new. Awful spoiled now in the fact that they're constantly getting content
well,
all
this
the
is
time.
It, and they're going to expect it now. Yeah. Every time a new season, they're going to expect at least a new legend, at least a new
raise
map,
the bar all the time.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And I think, just anyone, I think you'd have to go map for sure.
Luke would have a new map.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the game is based on Titanfall, or is in the same engine, and is actually supposed to be in the same universe as Titanfall as well. Have you played Titanfall?
I have not.
Okay, so in Titanfall, you get Titans, obviously. So there's the massive mechs you can get inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would you like to have Titans dropping onto the map and being a part of the gameplay and so on and so forth? You can get in and use and stuff like that. or would you prefer to have a live event like Fortnite?
I was about to say that, haven't Fortnite.
So Apex
next.
Had it where you came back and watched that cinematic, and then all of a sudden the map had changed. But they've never done anything like live in the map at the same time. Like I'm talking, like, you know, those guys actually run, like, you know, those big monsters, they actually run onto the thing, or, you know,
right,
something explodes out of the world. You know, like,
so you
what
have
Fortnite
to be on
does.
At that time,
yeah,
to get the event.
Yeah,
I think I'd like to see a live event because
yeah,
I think,
it would be cool.
I think something like mechs, I think that in Apex would be hard to level out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so quick anyway. You
like
think
OP.
Someone gets in that, bam, bam, bang. You know how quick it is, you know? So I think mechs would just make it. Mm. Or they come in an airdrop, maybe. Something like that, you know? That's, I think a live event would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Just to see what people were thinking, what you know, what comes in. Because I think you've got a bit more versatility with that as well, like where you can go with it. So yeah, I think live events would be where I'd go with that one for sure.
Yeah, cool. And lastly, would you introduce team deathmatch, so we know to play like a team deathmatch in Apex,
right,
where you can just rank up the kills, or would you do crossplay? I know they're very different, completely different things, but I wanted to sort of throw a curveball of like something that was completely different.
So team deathmatch, what, like six is team?
Yeah,
six.
Yeah. On like smaller maps, but with the mechanics of Apex, the sliding, the smooth gameplay, the guns, loadouts. Or would you prefer to have crossplay so all the PS4 and Xbox players can play together?
I'd personally prefer crossplay, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, just because I think...
Once again, we get more
people. You can get it all as well,
people.
PC gamers, it's just all in. All, more players online, more different skill levels.
Yeah.
But that's interesting though, definitely. I've never thought of it like that because it's a Battle Royale. I've never thought of a Battle Royale going into... Whereas COD did it backwards until the Battle Royale last. So I thought, yeah, that'd be great. And it was one of them where I wasn't into it too much. But
Blackout,
I
you mean?
Be,
yeah,
Blackout. That's, I've never, because it's like asking me, PUBG, would you like that to go?
Yeah, to go team deathmatch would be weird.
It would be very weird. So yeah, I think I'd stick with what's the option, sorry?
It was to have crossplay.
Yeah, definitely crossplay. I'd have to stick with that one.
Right. Lastly, my second rise random is I'm game or game over. We've done this before where you've got to say I'm game for that or game over as in I'm not keen. So, number one, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. We've actually heard a lot about that today at the convention, which is like a single player focus, like The Force Unleashed, kind of like that, but probably a little bit more in depth than that. Super good graphics, really nice looking, single player focused story.
I'd be game for it. I'd be game to give it a go and see what's about, because I've never played any of the Star Wars franchise set Battlefront.
Yep.
So obviously it's something different. Mm. I'd definitely give it a go. If it's got a good storyline, it makes the game good, you know? So if it's like really focused on storyline, then why would I, you know, I like storylines. So I definitely think that would be something I'd like to give a go on for sure.
Cool. Number two, The Witcher 3 on Switch.
Oh, I saw this. Mm. Now,
massive graphical downgrade.
That's what I was about to say. The graphics
loads,
are going to
loads
be
of different stuff that's like limited with it, but at the same time, you're
a
playing an unbelievably
Witcher.
Massive RPG in your hands.
Portable Witcher.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to be game for it, don't you?
Yeah.
Just because it's portable.
Yeah.
And I still haven't completed it, so you know what I mean? Like, after Zelda could come that.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, Christ, I'd definitely give that a go. Definitely game for that. Because
so game for that. And finally,
portability.
I'm not sure whether you've played it or not, is Mario Kart Mobile.
I have.
What do you think? Game or game over?
I don't think it's going to do very well.
No.
No, I think it's too...
I wasn't massive on it. Yeah. I tell you what made me gutted was the fact that I was playing on it, I was winning loads of races, I was feeling great about myself, and doesn't it look like you're playing against real people?
You're not.
No.
I know you're not.
It's NPCs.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
The way they're racing is atrocious.
I was like, I thought it was all real people. I was like, I'm the best Mario Kart ever, like I always think.
And
then,
and then
I'm just playing against NPCs.
With names.
Yeah.
It's
and don't they look like real people's names as well?
Oh, yeah.
Cheeky, that was. Tell
you. I think it's like one of them. Like, they don't put you in a live match.
No.
If they put you in a live match, that's different. I think then it's got something to go with.
Yeah.
Online Mario Kart on your phone, mate. With
decent
graphics as well. You know,
the
graphics are good.
Sure.
So, game over for me because I haven't played it since.
No.
You know?
No, no, exactly. And if it was good, you would have stayed on it.
Oh,
especially
gotcha.
For you. And it's obviously your own answers.
Exactly.
So, there we are. There's a more tame Rise Randoms for you, mate.
Tame.
And I've got one more Rise Randoms for you next week before we take our time off.
Oh, yeah.
But, it moves us on to the thought of the day and the end of the show, which is never underestimate your worth. Ever.
Your worth.
Your worth.
Oh, sorry, I've visited your worm.
Never underestimate your worms.
I'm worth $1 million.
Always, mate. You look like
and
it, mate.
And a pound.
Million and one. But yeah, there we are. This is the final ever ranked Pixie Partner Up. And then next week will be our Pixie Partner Up overview or whatever it is. And that will be the last time that we do this specific podcast. And then we move on to something new. So there we are.
Play.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Pez. Thank you.